Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. As the Supreme Court considers a California case on abortion, we must remember that the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision was based on fake news. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will come to this broadcast table and we'll give you the information behind the fake news that helped the Supreme Court make their decision.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, let's think back a bit and talk about the 1973 Supreme Court ruling in Roe v. Wade and what this has meant over these last 45 years in terms of babies who have actually lost their lives.
There are millions and millions, untold millions of babies who have lost their lives. And we as a society, as a free society, value life. And yet when it comes to those who don't have a voice, that would be the unborn, we for some reason as a society seem to be willing to take those lives indiscriminately.
A little over a year ago, we had a discussion about the Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade. And it was that week that Norma McCorvey died, and many probably did not realize some of the surprising facts about this lady and the case itself.
Of course, that was the precedent-setting decision by the Supreme Court. And the fact is, Norma McCorvey actually never had an abortion. What happened was there were a couple of lawyers who were looking to challenge the state of Texas on this matter of abortion. And so they took this 21-year-old mother of one and who was also pregnant with a second child, and basically they simply used her to set their agenda and to reinforce what they were trying to do to get laws changed. Norma McCorvey never had an abortion. She had two children. They were given up for adoption. For the last two decades of her life, she actually had joined the pro-life battle and spoke out strongly even against the very decision by the Supreme Court that she was involved with.
David James revealing the truth behind the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The issue of abortion has a biblical significance. The question of when life begins may not be what you think. Some would say it begins at birth. Others say life begins at conception. Both are absolutely wrong according to the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, God says he chose the prophet Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations, not at his birth nor at his conception, but in the mind of God in eternity past. That's the same time that life began for you and me. Remember, the Bible says to kill someone is blasphemy against God. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...